Hello and welcome back to episode 7 of We Are Josh and Ari. How are you, Ari?
I'm fabulous. How are you, Josh?
Oh, of course I'm fabulous because I'm with you.
And it's a Saturday, which is feeling... we never record on Saturdays. This is such a moment.
I think we've done one Saturday and it's probably the best episode we've ever done.
Tea.
Full of life. But like, what else are we full of today, Ari?
We're full of wine, Prosecco, hopes, dreams.
The lot.
Bottomless...
Yeah.
Moments.
So just as a little disclaimer, we had a little bottomless brunch.
We thought it would be very apt to get on a level before we divulge into this podcast
for
you lovely listeners today.
Divulge.
And divulged, have we?
We definitely have. And we thought, you know, how can we take this podcast for six dreams? And we're like, right, we both love drinking. We both love eating. Bottomless brunch, because basically
listen, you're all listening because you want to know the real tea with me and Josh. This is like us getting on the level. This is like our natural habitat, like us with like endless Merlot,
yeah,
endless food.
We've been drinking unlimitedly for 2 hours and now here we are, which is more than what we usually drink.
Josh, you're lying. We've been drinking unlimitedly for 4 hours.
Which is fine. But this is why it's fun, because usually we just share a bottle of wine, don't we? We share a little bottle.
We keep it conservative.
But here we are. We've had Prosecco.
Not like the next election. Everyone registered to vote. Little shout out. Don't vote the Tories.
I'm just trying to picture when this is going out and whether it's before or after the vote.
Before.
Okay. Well, if you're listening, vote.
But don't vote wrong.
Anyway.
So
even though this is coming out next week, we saw each other last week, haven't we?
Can't remember, honestly.
We did. Okay. We did, my love. We drank too much Prosecco. But how has your last week been, Ari?
Last week's been fabulous. I'm feeling great. I'm enjoying life. And it's nice to be enjoying life once again. Because it's been a while.
A little bit like the last episode.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of boring that I can't moan about things.
Well, I'm sure, give it a few weeks, you'll be moaning again.
I'll find something. It's for sure. But yeah, everything's groovy. How are you?
Sorry, I was just finishing a sip of my vodka.
Josh is currently drinking vodka squash and it's really stressing me out.
I'm throwing it back to my uni days.
Honestly,
not sponsored.
Josh, you're doing too well to be drinking vodka squash.
I know. Basically, we went to go in Chelsea, again, not sponsored.
Chelsea.
Basically, had a three-course meal. And it was, they're basically like, you can have wine, you can have Prosecco, you can have Bloody Mary. So we started off on Prosecco. You went to red wine. I continued with a little bit of Prosecco. Then we both went to red wine and then we finished.
Basically, Josh persuaded the waiter with a little wink. I wouldn't say you were taking it too far, but you definitely knew. He had a bit of a soft spot for Josh and he made that very clear from the beginning.
So we were basically, come on, bring me the goods, as is
and
what we ordered.
We've been out of our 2 hour time limit for a good 45 minutes.
I think it was 15.
No, because it was 1:30 and we came at 2:15. But anyway, Josh turns his body to him and he's not being too intense, but he definitely, you know, he knows what he wants out of the whole situation. And this guy looks at us and he comes over and he takes Josh's glass and he scoots over to the table where he's pretending to his boss that he's pouring all the drinks for.
Yeah, he was pretending he was pouring another table, but he just came back.
He gave Josh a full wine glass of Prosecco, which had already had red wine in it. So it literally just looked like some
sparkling rosé.
And then he looked at Josh, practically gave him a wink and walked off without giving me a drop.
I mean, I'm not sure about the wink, but he definitely did deliver on the Prosecco. But I just think, you know what? He's probably a listener. He was probably like, do you know what? I might get a shout out. And so he has.
I mean,
so
apparently we are getting a notice left, right and centre this week, aren't we?
So tell me about your last week, Ari.
I think it's just more your story than mine. But is it weird to talk about? No.
Nah, go on, talk about it.
I was out and then I had a message. I was out with another friend. It's actually weird that I actually have other friends that aren't Josh.
It's true.
Josh, yeah, it stresses him out most
Hard
days.
Hard to believe everyone I know.
Yeah, disclaimer. And then I get a message from Josh being like, you're out at Vagabond. And I was like, what? And I hadn't Instagrammed anything at this point. And I was just like, yeah, why? And he was like, basically, don't let your head inflate too much. But someone has just messaged my friend, who has then told me.
Who's with me at this point?
Oh, who was with you?
She messaged the friend that I was with and was like, oh my God, Josh's friend Ari is out at this wine bar, which you can get taps of wine from, which shall not be mentioned.
Vagabond.
And Ari just took it to her and she was like, oh my god, the paparazzi are here. Where's my bodyguard?
Should I go and get my autograph? Like, what do I do?
Should I get an autograph? Should I get a restraining order? We don't know.
It was honestly bizarre, but kind of here for it. Shout out to you for making my day.
So you actually
giving me ammunition to piss Josh off for the foreseeable future.
You basically low key got celeb spotted. How do you feel?
Oh, pretty fabulous. Pretty iconic.
The only time I've been celeb spotted is when the security beeper goes off when I leave a store and they're like, go to me! Can I just check that bed, please?
What else happened this week, Josh? My family.
So I met Ari's family.
And I just FaceTimed Josh's mum, so it's all just become very official.
So we basically met the family. So your parents came up for 1 day, 2 days?
Yeah, just a 1 day moment.
2 days before we went out last weekend. So I came over and I met Ari's mum and dad.
We had
went
a bottle
to
of
a
wine.
Lovely wine bar, didn't we? Which is very on brand for us.
Absolutely. We shared a bottle of wine. We shared many a laugh. And
many
then
a laugh.
Me and Josh went out and we're both throwing up until about 2 p.m. on the Sunday.
I don't think I've ever been so hungover the next day as I was that day.
This is us. We're the worst influence on each other. So basically, Josh met me and my parents for wine. Then we sacked off my parents, went and pre-drank together, and then went out together.
Well, we both had a bottle of wine, and then we went out and had a bottle of wine each. So it was a lot.
It was a
but very on brand for this podcast, because, you know, we like wine.
We do like wine time. And look at us now, a few days later.
And then, obviously, we're recording the podcast right now. And just before this happened, we FaceTimed my mother, and she was just like, oh, my God.
Quote, the daughter I never had, to which I told her. Of course, she had a daughter, because she's got our lovely Josh.
Shout out, Linda.
Shout out,
Linda.
Love you. Love you too.
She listens every week. Come on. We love that support.
Makes one of our mums.
So, do you know what? We said this literally. How long ago did we say this? Right. Let's do an episode on the meaning of life.
Oh, my God. You said this when we first started the podcast and I was like, I'm not sure. This could get risky.
It was one of those things where we were like, just spitballing ideas. We were literally like, when we first came up with the idea of the podcast, we were like, what could we do? And we were like, meaning of life. And we were like, no, a little bit too much. But here we are, 7 episodes in.
7 bottles of wine in.
More than that, probably, my babe. And we were like, now's the time. Now is the time.
Because you need to be a bit loose-lipped. You need to be a bit like ready to get into it.
And we've been to a bottomless brunch. So what better time to talk about the meaning of life? And if you're just tuning in, we're going to be talking about evolution. We're going to be talking about time. We're going to be talking about space. We're going to be talking about the afterlife. So there's a lot to digest in this.
So
grab
a glass or a bottle, get on our level.
Literally, whether it's a coffee, whether it's Jack Daniels, whether it's something harder,
your hopes
just like
and dreams.
get involved. I'm very excited for this. I think this is such an interesting one. Like, I think we're going to struggle to pack it all in one episode, because you can go down so many veins with this.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I guess
there's
so
many things.
Let's start it off with the big old question. What's the meaning of life to you?
Meaning of life to me is everyone's here for a reason, you know what I mean? I feel like people go through these stages in their life where they're like, they feel worthless, they feel like they have something, and I'm just like, we're humans, we're a species, right? And like, you are here on this planet for a reason, and even if you don't feel like it right now, one day that will click and you'll find that calling, whether that's literally like dustbin collecting, whether that's CEO of a company, like, one day it will click. Because I feel like it's really strange, and I feel like it's not even like a worldly thing, but like, everyone genuinely has a purpose or a fit.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? Even if you don't know what it is yet, I think like the world goes by, yet everyone fits to some kind of role, and that's the meaning of life to me.
So
what about you? I
totally agree. I feel like everyone's born, and I wouldn't say everyone serves a different purpose, because I don't really agree with the whole like everyone's serving something or someone, but I think everyone's born and they have something that they're meant to fulfill during their like short time here, whether that's like starting a hit podcast with your best mate,
hey,
or whether that's like finding a fucking cure for cancer. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of immeasurable. Like, even if they're not all on the same level, like, everyone has something that they're gonna do that's either going to make them happy, or it's going to like serve a greater purpose, or it's going to be fun, or it's going to cause some kind of emotion that kind of makes it all worthwhile. And like, no matter how deep or big or small it is, like, everyone has a purpose. It's kind of like, fucking find it and run with it while you're here. Yeah.
But like, this is what I mean. I feel like everyone has a purpose in the sense, like, you could literally be like on the tills at Asda, or you could literally be like the Queen of England. Literally. Like, everyone has a purpose. And like, if we didn't have the Queen of England, or if we didn't have you on the checkouts at Asda, like,
Seven it would be a
very
wine.
Different scenario to like what we existed to, because like, we need that person. We need you in that role.
Everyone
like,
fills a role.
Yeah. So I feel like kind of like low key, like, we need these people no matter what you do or no matter what you feel. Like, you...
But it's more than work as well. Like, that person at the checkout could also be like caring for someone at home who couldn't look after themselves, or they could be like being the best mate possible to someone who's going through a really shit time.
Exactly. Like, that person which is serving you the groceries, they're a mum, they're a friend, they're a sister,
and they mean something massive to a load of other people,
which when you're like having that face-to-face moment with them, you don't think about like all of those people that they are, in the same way they don't think about the things that you are. So, oh my god, it's getting deep already. God, that is the meaning of life, girl.
We solved it for you all. You can all quit now.
Okay, right, before we get too deep, because I know we're going to like jump into this throughout the episode, Ari, how do you think it all began?
Like, we got such a twat.
Ari, we got here somehow.
I don't believe in the Big Bang. I don't think something fucking pops in the universe and then like loads of planets just appeared.
Then
I'm
how
sorry.
Did we get here? Talk to
Fuck
me.
Fuck knows. I'd be a lot richer if I knew. I don't know how it happened, but something weird
but
happened.
But what do you believe happened?
I think something out of this worldly happened to get us here.
Right.
But as I've said to you today, even at brunch and then before, I don't really believe in like organized religion as such.
But it doesn't have to be religion related.
I definitely am quite a spiritual person in that I believe something on a spiritual level happened to make the world exist. I don't think it was some kind of scientific like, oh, there was an explosion and suddenly we're here, woohoo. Like, nah, that doesn't sit with me. But I don't know. And like, I don't try and lose sleep knowing, because I think then that's just going to make you miserable. I think like...
True.
I'm not going to be the person that finds out. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to... And I don't think anyone ever will. So, like...
It's true.
Just accept it and then just enjoy what your time here.
There's the one part of me which is like... Say, for example, I don't know, something happened right now. It would be documented. So the fact that something that monumental happened, I know back then would have been like... very, very primitive. So like, we wouldn't have had that kind of level of recording things. But the fact something so monumental happened, but there's no record of how it happened, is also very strange.
But the fact that look at us, look at the world today, like, literally look around right now, like,
but that's taken a long time.
But it can't have just come from nothing.
Yeah, agreed. And this is why I kind of, and I think we'll delve into later in the episode, is very much like how we've got to this stage, how we've evolved. Like, when we look at evolution and we come from monkeys and these kind of like, you know, how have we actually gone from that to where we are now? It's just very, it's a very alien concept, isn't it? Because it's come such a long way. And yeah, I've got a few questions for you about that later on, which I'm very excited to ask you.
I'm excited to hear them. Exactly. I remember I did philosophy at A level. I remember my teacher was always so frustrating, because we'd talk about it all and we'd have like an hour class where we were debating it, and every class he'd end with, none of us are ever gonna know, so it doesn't matter. And but I was like, why are we studying it then? What are we doing here?
But this is what I think, and I think maybe it's because I've just had a bottomless brunch, but I think like the fact we're still debating it is such a strange concept, because it happened one day. So why are we debating what happened when it happened? Like, why can no one tell us what happened? Because it did happen and we're all here.
But did there have to be a start, or has it genuinely just always been like this?
But I think like, if something happened right now which changed the future of time, we'd all be like, right, that's what changed it. But the fact we're like, what happened? What could it have been? What's your perspective? What's your perspective? I'm like, something happened once upon a time, but none of us know what it is.
But is that just because that's a human concept? We're used to having a start to something.
It's
true. Did there have to be a start?
But something happened.
Did it though?
Well, what else happened?
It's just always been like this.
I know, I think I disagree. Like, look at the Ice Age.
I'm not saying it has, because I don't fucking...
But
maybe
like,
I have
look at the Ice Age, look at Henry VIII, look at everything. It all happened.
I will look at him right now. Where is he? You bring him to me.
But like, how do you feel about evolution?
I feel like... I don't know. I feel like it's been probably accelerated by the times we're living in, technology. I don't know, like, it's thousands and thousands of years we're talking about, like, even more than that.
Exactly. So, question to you, do you think that technology has helped or hindered our evolution?
Hindered.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, like, your natural instincts, like, when, like, technology is obviously a great thing, like, we all use it every day. We're using it right now. But in terms of, like, evolution and your, like, natural primal instincts, technology's probably hindered it. Because, like, if I got fucking, like, stuck in the middle of a forest, would I know what to do? Like, no. Would I know where I am? No. But, like, back in day when they're, like, looking at the stars and being like, oh, there's...
Galileo, Galileo.
Exactly. And, like, oh, like, I'll light a fire with, like, my arse crack. And, like, oh, look, there's a North Star, so I'm near London.
Not quite sure that's how it works.
Let me, like, lick my finger and point it into the wind, we'll go this way. Like, I wouldn't know what to do. And that's probably because of technology.
True. It's all just very strange because I think, like... We've obviously gone from monkeys to humans in the space of like hundreds and hundreds of however many
thousands
years. But like people argue you evolve because like your species understand what it's missing and then they evolve to like build up to like what they need to survive. But I think like now we have technology, we're never going to do that. And don't get me wrong, like that would have taken us hundreds and hundreds of years. But the fact now we have technology and we have the instant access to everything we need as a species, like there's no need to evolve.
But there's still going to be so much evolution. Like, think of what, even like the difference between like us and our parents, and even more so us and our grandparents. Like, our grandkids are going to look at us and be like, get with the fucking program.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be like new things every year and every like decade that like become further and further apart from us. And then I think that's kind of how evolution on a really kind of small scale starts.
Yeah.
And then like times 100 years where it's even more different. And there are even more things that, like, we couldn't even comprehend, like, when we're growing up or, like, when our parents are growing up.
It's true.
And, like, just because it's not maybe a technological revolution like we've just had.
Yeah, with the iPhone, etc.
There'll be new things that maybe are within technology or outside of it that are just so, like, we can't even think of them right now because they haven't happened yet.
Because they don't exist, exactly. It's all very scary, but also exciting. Do you find it exciting?
Yeah, I think if you're scared of it, like... You're fucking dumb. Like, you've got to be excited.
I feel like it's quite a natural reaction to be scared of it, but it's inevitable.
But it's life.
It is.
It's like being scared of death. Like, I don't believe in that. You've just kind of got to, like, accept it's going to happen and make the most of it and enjoy it when it happens because we're all here, like, living the same journey. Do you know what I mean?
So I think, like, let's talk about time. Mm-hmm. So I feel like time is something which obviously involves all of us every day.
Time is something that is not a natural skill for me.
By that, we mean Ari's always late to everything.
It's only 5 minutes late today.
True. But that 5 minutes was that crucial. We could have lost that table at Bottomless Brunch if I wasn't there.
But you did push back half an hour because I was running uber late.
Yeah, she was just like, I tell you what, babe, I'm getting ready. And I just think I need an extra half an hour.
No, because you lied to me about the time. You said it was going to be at 1:45. And then like 15 minutes before, you text me being like, oh, it's going to be at 1:15 now. And I was like,
that moment when I texted you when I booked the table 3 weeks ago, the time.
And I text you being like, what time is it? And you told me 1:45.
Stop being catty.
We digress. No, yeah, we're...
But my point here with
time... We're digressing
time,
in evolution here.
My point, like, similar to evolution in a way, because evolution just happens. But, like, what my point about time is... We're born and we grow up in, like, time is just a thing. Time is part of all of our lives. But, like, who made time?
Yeah, this stresses me out.
Who decided we would go to work 5 days a week and have the weekends off? Who would decide that there's 12 months in a year? Who decide there's 24 hours in a day? Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel like the 12 months thing comes from the moon, right? Because you only get a full moon every month.
True. And I think, like, that goes back to, like, don't quote me on this, but like Galileo and when they like read the stars and like obviously
Astrology. We have
a calendar.
Gemini.
We have a calendar for a reason because there's obviously like in the same way the clocks go back and everything because we have a system. But what my point is like who made the system and why do we have a system? Why do we not just like roam in the forest and like have no time? Like why do we need time?
Honestly, the way I live my life, I'm totally down for that. But it started from somewhere and like I don't again, not the expert on anything to do with time, but it's definitely to do with like the moon and like
yeah
the sun orbiting and yeah, all that shit.
There's reasoning behind it.
And the time zones, like, it's different.
Yeah, of course.
Like, the sun rises in different, like, it's just practical to have, like, daytime hours where people, like, do shit and go to work and then nighttime hours where you sleep. But then equally, like, imagine if it the other way around. Like, what if the norm was to sleep in the nighttime?
Yeah, this is what I mean. Like, I get it, but, like, I'm kind of like, someone sometime along the line made time and made these kind of time zones and made this a thing.
I don't think it was like one person. It can't have
but
been.
But like, my challenge to you is like, time is a man-made thing. Like, if man wasn't a thing and man didn't have the power that we do, then there would be no time.
But then what would we do?
But this is what I'm saying to you. Like time is a man-made thing. It didn't
exist. But it's
exist.
Not. This is what I'm saying. Like, there are definitely constructs that have come with it, but then there's, like, different cultures have different concepts of time. Like, look at, like, Chinese New Year and the Chinese calendar.
Yeah.
And, like...
Mayan calendar, when we all thought the world was going to end.
Oh, I was waiting for that. Praying at the time.
Oh, God. But, like, I suppose what I'm saying to you is the fact that, like, we all could have existed and carried on our lives and lived the same ages, probably we would have, if we wouldn't have introduced this concept of time. And don't get me wrong, it's better for all of us. Like, we need to get up in the day, we need to go to work, we need to do all of this kind of thing. But, like, if we didn't have time, there would be no alarm to set, there would be no work to go to, because like, you would just have to like go to bed and wake up whenever you woke up.
This
and, like,
is pretty much to... how I live my life.
Yeah, it is.
Welcome.
So how
it's
Harry,
lovely.
How do you live without time?
I love it.
That's literally your life.
But this is why I'm so horizontal. Like, you just don't really like run on time. You kind of just turn up when you want to turn up.
But like, does it ever make you think about like, are we stuck in the rhythm?
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's just a routine thing.
Do you think that would be better or worse if we didn't have it?
Oh, I think, like, I'd enjoy it, but I just think, like, society-wise, like, on the whole, people wouldn't
cope. We need it. That's why we have
yeah,
it. Because if
sure.
we didn't have it, then it would just be chaos.
Exactly. And I think, like, if they suddenly just took it away, like, people just wouldn't cope. But equally, evolution, like, going back to that, if we had grown up without, like, the concept of time and just, like, rocking up and doing what we want, basically what we're saying is I'm ahead of my time here. We'd have probably dealt with it, like, because you cope with what you know.
Yeah.
But, like, we're all so too used to it right at this point. Like, you cannot take away, like, all the societal norms and, like...
True.
All of these concepts, because people will just lose their minds.
We've talked about time.
Mm-hmm, okay? We have.
Quite in depth. And Ari probably doesn't even remember it. So let's talk about another dimension. Let's talk about space.
Oh, I love this shit. Okay, yeah.
Are you into space?
I love space. All of the stars.
All of the stars.
All of them.
Well, we know you're very into astrology, but just space and planets.
Yeah, for sure.
Is astrology.
My question is, do you believe in aliens? Or like, do you think there's extra life out there?
Absolutely.
For sure. I think it's so arrogant to think that like, we're the only life source out there in this not even universe, but like in space.
I literally couldn't agree with you more. Scientists say like, oh, humans couldn't live on Mars. And I'm like, yes, because they're not adapted to live on Mars. Like
yeah.
Mars is
humans gonna live here.
But I'm like, we live on our planet because we're adapted to our planet. They're like, oh, there's no oxygen on Mars, so we couldn't live on Mars. And I'm like, yes, because humans are supposed to live on Earth. But maybe
there's not other life in the Milky Way, but like there are so many other like solar systems and shit. Maybe there's one planet with like life on it per, I don't know, what do you call a Milky Way? Universe, not universe.
I think.
Wait, what do you call it?
Solar system.
Maybe there's one planet with life source on it per solar system. And
so
that's
I
how
think
it works.
Our universe is infinite. It would be silly not to think that there's going to be another planet out there somewhere which is not going to have life on it.
Maybe
just because humans can't live on it, whether it's like creepy crawlies or whether it's full-blown, you know, species like humans, like we can't not think
but
that they're
also
not gonna exist.
This is like scientists just I don't know why I'm going for all scientists right now, all you scientists just kind of like, I don't know, I feel like it's quite narrow-minded thinking like, oh, they're not going to be like humans. Like, no, they'll be like something you can't even comprehend.
Yeah, of course.
They'll be like something you can't even draw a picture of. Like,
do you think one day we'll meet them?
I hope so. Maybe I'll meet the love of my life there. Like, who knows? Honestly, at this point, I've ruled out everyone else on Earth. Might as well go to like fucking, I don't know, Mercury or wherever we're going.
That's the closest to the sun, babe. And I know you'd love that, but I feel like you'd probably die.
Yeah, I don't like the heat that much. What's the other one? Pluto, I reckon they'll be all right.
Pluto's the furthest away and doesn't count anymore, supposedly.
Yeah, but that's
all
me,
right,
isn't
my
it?
Love. Do you think the universe is endless?
Probably.
But, like, we can't compare that to anything that we know, because nothing that we know as humans is endless. Yeah, not is even what... bottomless brunch. Like, we were there earlier and it's endless.
You get 2 hours.
But it has a limit.
Yeah.
But it has a limit. And when it gets to that limit...
You're kicked out.
Exactly.
Unless you flirt for another glass.
So, do you think it's endless? Because we don't know anything endless.
Yeah, but then this is where I think humans are really annoying, because it's like, well, I don't understand it, so it can't be true. And it's like, nah, maybe none of us just understand it, and maybe that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, the universe is probably endless, and yeah, that might be really mind-boggling. And yeah, like, we don't understand how the universe even happened, but maybe that's okay. Maybe we'll never understand, and that's kind of cool too.
Do you think one day we'll get there?
No.
But do you think one day we'll, like, explore space and we'll get to these places?
Yeah, Elon Musk is, like, taking me out on his first little trip, isn't he? But, like...
I don't know who that is.
Are you... Oh, my God. The inventor of Tesla, literally, he's creating, like, SpaceX.
I think that's one to Wikipedia later.
I'll send you a link.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, I think that'll happen in our lifetime, but, like, I think it'll be for, like, super rich people.
I mean, yeah, I completely agree. Like, Richard Branson's taking people to the moon.
I think it'll be like, you know, when people go to North Korea and they get, like, the really, like, glory tour, and they see, like, the fat kid waving outside a supermarket. Because, like, I feel like people get taken to the moon and then they'll get, like, a really, like, little tour and be like, oh, this is the moon. And then it'll be like, fuck off back now.
We are Josh and Ari from the moon. Episode 5.
Episode 512.
Yeah, we love that. Okay, right.
I'm done.
Let's turn this on its head. So we've talked about time. We've talked about space. Let's talk about something different now. My question to you is, and I think this is a really, really interesting topic.
You can learn, yeah, I think I've seen this on the planet. You can learn a lot from a person by their answer.
Right. And I think this might tie into religion, but, like, where do you think we go after we die?
Oh, I'm so torn on this, because, like, half of me is like, you die, like, whatever. But I don't think that's it. Like, I don't think, like, you kind of, like, chill here and, like, have a party for, like, 80, 90 years and then you just, like, conk and then that's it.
Right.
Like, I do think there's, like, some kind of, like, greater thing and, like, purpose and place. But, like, I don't think it's, like, up in a cloud with a big, like, man in, like, socks and sandals and a big, like, wooden pole and...
shall not pass!
And a toga. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, and if there is, I'm fucked and, like...
But do you...
I don't know.
But do you think there's kind of, like... I mean, this is only stylized in, like, films and documentaries and, like, TV programs. But, like, do you think there's a sense of, like, right, you die, but you don't actually pass over until you finish something? Like, you're there to serve a purpose and you can only pass over to the other side, whatever that may be, once you've, like, secured that purpose.
Maybe. But then I guess, again, that kind of goes back to, like, what is everyone's purpose? Like, everyone's purpose is so different. It might be something really tiny.
Yeah.
But it might be something really huge.
Because obviously I think, like, me and you probably have a different outlook as if we were to compare that to our people in our family who have passed away. Mm. So, like, me and you might be like, oh, I don't know if I would go to an afterlife or whatever. But, like, we've both had people who have passed away. Like, where do you think they've gone? Like, do you think they're still with us? So do you see the same for you? Or, like, do you see it different? Like, what's your views?
I don't know. The people I know have passed have been way better people than I am.
I mean, no. But, like, in the grand scheme of things, in terms of, like, death, passing over, like, where do you think they are now?
I don't believe you just die and then, like, you're just, like, a corpse in the ground. Like, I think there is something spiritual that happens and there is a place for, like, I think the soul always lives on, but I think, like, sounds so corny, but, like, the memories live on and, like,
yeah,
your love for someone who's passed lives on and, like,
yeah,
maybe that's a way of, like, life after death.
Yeah,
like, sidetrack. I went to the Tutankhamun exhibit.
You did?
And in Greece, not in Greece.
Egypt?
That's the one. They believe, like, you die twice and, like, once is where, you know, obviously you die. The second time you die is after the last time your name's ever spoken.
God.
And then apparently, like, you're in that state of, like, between life and death until that's happened. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's something to do with that.
I don't know. I feel like part of me feels like, I feel like when you see people and they're about to die, it's like whoever they are, no matter how ill or like what's happened to them, I feel like as humans, like, you have a spirit which lives within you. And I think, like, when you see someone, because someone can be like 95 and they could be life and soul of the past, and they could be living, they could be agile, they could be everything. But, like, It's almost like it gets to the point where, like, you can see the person inside could live forever, but, like, the body just expires. Yeah. And that's when, like, things go wrong, whether it be the heart, whether it be, like, anything, like, their organs. And, like, you slowly, or the mind, like, it's, you slowly start to see them deteriorate. But, like, that person inside could, like, live on forever almost. And I think that's when you get to see that actually maybe something does live on, because you see the soul, what we're calling the soul, like, mm-hmm. the personality, the soul, that could live on for, like, a long, long time. But, like, the body actually, like, gives up and expires on us, because it actually only has, like, a shelf life of, like, 80, 90,
exactly.
100 years.
You, but all, like, the person you are doesn't have an expiry date.
Yeah, the person you are
can
live on for, like, a long, long time.
Like, you get tired, you have your 8-hour sleep at night, and then you're back the next day, like, yeah. fighting fit. Like,
when I think, like, actually, like, it's our body which lets us sign. It's not, like, the human being. It's not, like, what we think, like, what we... So I think that's just, like, quite a difficult thing. Do you believe in the afterlife? Like, you know, when you're talking about Tutankhamun earlier, you know, when they bury these people with all of the goodies and the money and
that's
the
what
jewels.
I want. Because I've also been, like, I've got some inspo about going and seeing his exhibition. I want a tomb.
I can, like, compare you two, because I imagine if you were going to be buried, you'd also have all of the treats.
Yeah,
and
I'd want a tomb. I'd
you.
Want a bottle of Merlot sent down with me. I'd want, like...
A crate, babe. Not, like, a bottle, a crate.
Imagine, like...
How many
God
bottles...
God forbid, you... touch wood, I gonk it. Everyone comes to my funeral, everyone's crying, they're all stood around my grave, and then you're just throwing
literally.
Wine into my grave.
Do you think one bottle's going to last you the afterlife, my love? You need a few more bottles
you
than that, don't we?
You sent in the back of the boxes down. What the fuck are you doing?
Literally. So we need a few more bottles than one. But, like, what's going in your tomb?
Oh, God. I'd have it all. I'd have, oh, God, all the clothes.
Swarovski crystals.
Oh, all sorts.
Okay.
Loads of, you know, all the food. Bottomless brunches. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, I'd want a nice tomb for sure.
But, like, do you believe in the afterlife? Do you think people go somewhere once they die?
Yeah. But
you
I don't
do?
Know where. Okay. I don't think you just die. Like, oh, like, I hope you don't anyway.
So is your afterlife
a bit shit,
the
isn't it?
Theory of, like, reincarnation? Like, do you think you're going to come back as something?
No, I don't think that.
You don't think that?
I don't know. I think that's a bit like, I don't know, you're just recycling the same people then. And also it doesn't really make sense because, I don't know, how many people were there, like, 1,000 years ago? But then look at how many people and... living things are on earth now, like, there's, it outweighs it, like, it can't be the case, I don't think.
True. Well, that leads me nicely into our next moment, which is a BuzzFeed quiz.
She's back.
Which we love. So basically this is a quiz, which is, this quiz will reveal you what you lived, what life you lived
before this one.
So basically what you did in an afterlife.
Okay, wait, I didn't ask you, do you believe in reincarnation? Before we take this life defining
quiz. I don't know, as I
quiz.
Kind of said, I think, like, 5 minutes ago, like, I don't believe that you just die, because yeah. it's weird. I think, like, when even when you're with someone that's dying, like, you see a spark in them, like, you see life. But when you see someone who's died, like, you just see the shell of, like,
yeah.
someone which was there. But I don't think that is the death of the person which lived within them. I think that's the death of the body that they, like, were...
Because it's almost not really sad seeing the body, because, like, you can tell it doesn't have
yeah.
the person or the soul in it.
Because it's almost like what you see isn't that person in front of
yeah.
you. It's just, like, what's housing that spirit.
Yeah.
Which sounds really ridiculous, I know.
No,
to
it totally makes sense.
But I just think, like... Same with all of us. It's like you go to the butcher's and you buy, like, the most beautiful baguette, right? But that
butchers.
Baguette is only going to be there and living in with all of its glory for, like, 2 weeks max before it starts to go mouldy. Yeah?
2 weeks for a baguette?
Yeah, but I'm saying until it goes mouldy and really, really bad. But it's the same for a human being. Like, we get to, like, 100 years.
So, right, you're comparing a human to going to your butcher's and getting your standard baguette.
But what I'm trying to say is, like... The body expires, but the person who lives within doesn't.
The baguette always expires.
It does. But what I'm trying to say to you, even though we're old, we may be young inside. And I just think, like, when that body decides to give up, the spirit which lives within...
Goes on.
And that's what I think. But anyway, so we've got this lovely quiz in front of both of us, which is, like, it's going to reveal what we were in a past life. Do you believe in past lives?
No, because that would mean believing in the afterlife, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but true. But I think this is previous lives.
Okay. I mean, I always joke about it.
Okay.
If you okay, first of all, let's before we do the quiz, if you were, what would you have been in your past life, do you think?
Milkmaid.
Really?
Yeah, churning the butter by 8, work at 9.
I think I'd have been like a suffragette, like throwing myself in front of like horse and carts and
That's
shit.
That's great. Throwing yourself.
Throwing myself at something.
So the first question of this quiz, choose a fear, and the four options are the plague, being killed in my sleep by an enemy, the wrath of God, or some sort of mythical beast. What are you getting for Ari?
Being killed in my sleep by an enemy.
I think I'm going to go the plague.
Okay. Choose a pre-internet pastime. Pushing a hoop along with a stick.
Your life.
Taming wild animals. My dating life. Being a prophet. And alchemy.
What's alchemy? Like cocktails and shit. Or medicine.
I think there's medicine in it. Let's both just ignore that one. I feel like your pre-internet pastime is pushing
it. I just got to put alchemy just because I feel like, you know, there's the alchemist and that involves alcohol, which is a little bit of me.
I'm going to put being a prophet because that's basically what I am on this podcast.
Okay, question 3. Choose some delicious historic foods. We've got just a hunk of bread, maybe some butter, a whole roasted pig, something meaty suspended in gelatin, and the picture looks obscene. And then we have pineapple, the greatest delicacy of all time.
Of our time.
I'm gonna go the whole roasted pig. I'm gonna go the bread. You can't beat bread and butter.
Nah, the pig looks sick. Bit of crackling, lovely. Nah. The next question. Choose a field to plow, and it's just four pictures of very pretty looking fields.
So there's like a leafy one, a muddy one, a brine one. Another leafy one, but with a bit more sunlight.
I'm going to go the sunlight one. That looks nice.
Yeah, same, because it looks like it's got the most promise for future growth.
Yeah, I agree.
The next one is choose an innovation that you're grateful for. Ooh. Democracy, dentistry, vaccinations, or the internet?
Ooh.
I'm going to put the internet. I'm just going to put it out there.
I'm going to put democracy.
Okay.
Right, then we've got choose something to barter. Two goats, your firstborn, your mortal soul, your unpaid physical labour for the rest of your adult life. I'm going to put your firstborn.
I'm going to put the firstborn just because I don't have one yet, so yeah, I feel like it only seems the most fitting.
And also firstborns are annoying.
The next one is choose something we take for granted now that a few had access to historically. An education, sugar, the right to vote, or antibiotics.
Hang on, you went too fast. Choose something we take granted now that few had access. Oh, I get it.
Glad someone just tuned in. Thanks, Ari. I'm going to go antibiotics so people don't die.
The right to vote. We take that for granted now. Everyone vote.
This is true, but also if we didn't have antibiotics, people have died a long, long time ago.
Yeah, thank God.
I mean, both are equally important, but I feel like people need antibiotics.
Finally, choose the disease to die from. The bubonic plague, dancing fever, syphilis, a simple infection that could have been cured in a few days if only we'd known about antibiotics.
Dancing I feel like the fever. Last one seems very 2010, so I'm going to go the bubonic plague. What did you get?
Dancing fever I went for.
Right,
so,
what's your result?
I don't know what it is. Savlana the humble serf. Oh, that's the Russian thing, isn't it?
Is it?
Very good.
I don't know her.
Yeah, I mean. You've lived all your life. I can't read when I'm sober. Like,
all right, just read the top line, babe.
You've lived... Oh my God, wait, hang on. Let me focus.
Oh God, the dyslexia is coming out.
It is really coming through. You've lived all your life looking after... I read that as looking like the potato. Right. Looking after the potato fields for your master.
Very true.
You've heard about a possible revolution being planned in the cities. Some lofty idea to overthrow all the landowners, but that seemed very far away. And you had too many potatoes to harvest to get involved with all that. You loved potato soup, and everyone said you had the most beautiful hair in all the village.
I'm surprised that's not me, because I fucking love potatoes.
That is very me as well. Like, could go revolution, but also could eat potatoes.
So I've got, you got a sultan. So I don't know how to pronounce that. The Mongolian stable boy.
Sounds like the start of a porno.
You were the smallest of your brothers, and you didn't really get why they were so into pillaging and war. You didn't have any moral outrage because you knew it was either pillage or be pillaged. But You much prefer hanging out with the horses. You're very good at riding horses, but to be honest, so are all the other kids. Yeah, that's a home from home, that
that's
one.
That's quite apt. So we've learned a lot with that one.
We have learned a lot. So do you think that's what you were destined for, an afterlife? Previous life?
I hope not. I hope I'm more than a potato farmer in,
I think it seems very fitting.
Really?
Yeah, because look, we're in 2019 and probably the most important commodity is potatoes, so...
I mean, we have just eaten, what, 2 bowls of chips?
Yeah, exactly.
Not that you could tell with the amount of wine that's apparently been soaked up.
So that's a nice link into our final segment for this episode. Of course, a classic, Over Under.
We love her.
Are you going to start or am I going to start?
I can start, but I've only thought of 2 so far and I'm going to try and think of my third
one.
Okay,
well, I hope that you bloody do. For anyone who's just tuned in, as I say every episode, Over Under is a lovely little moment where we talk about a topic, thing, person, subject, anything, and we battle it out whether something is overrated or underrated. Are you starting this week, Ari?
I can start.
Okay, you go.
This one's pretty niche.
Like mine. Every week.
Over Under. DIY SOS.
Love it.
So underrated.
Nick Knowles.
Nick Knowles. Nick Knowles.
Is a national treasure.
Nick Knowles, I think, is my dream husband.
True. My dream husband as well. I don't care if he's about 30 years older.
Oh, God, no, take me. Like, I cry about 100% of... I do cry 100% of the DIY SOS episodes.
I don't care whether he's being paid for the show. He's changing lives for his living, and I love that.
And his
that.
Whole team. What's the electrician called? Billy, is he called? I love Billy.
The bold one.
Yeah, and
the
then he's got
The bold one
that's
Mark. Been in it since the start.
Yeah, and he's got Chris. Oh, they're all lovely blokes. I'd love to have a cup of tea with them.
Exactly. But when are they going to come around and do my garage?
I'd love them to come do my gaff.
God. Right, anyway, swiftly on to the next one.
So we're going underrated, both of us.
Underrated.
For sure.
Exactly. And I hope the BBC never cancels it because it's iconic.
Do you watch everyone?
No, I've never seen it in about 5 years.
Oh my God.
But I hope even if it did get cancelled, I'd hope at least Channel 5 would pick it up.
Oh, it's definitely a Channel 5 moment.
My first one for you is scented candles.
Oh, underrated. Dependent on the scent.
Okay.
So like your vanillas, I don't have time for. But like, I love a sandalwood, I love a cedarwood.
Love that. Where are you going for your scented candles? You going Yankee Candle? You going TK Maxx?
Yankee Candle's good, but I've never brought one. Like,
really?
I enjoy it when I'm with... I'm not going to spend £20 on a candle.
Right, I'm just going to put that out there. No promo, but like, they're the only scented candle I've ever bought which actually fill the room with scent.
Yeah, but then is it too much?
I'm there for it. Then you've got to think, if I'm buying it, I want the scent.
What about like your Jo Malones and your like upper end, your white stuff? Was it the White Company?
That's the one. I've never owned a Jo Malone because I'm too poor.
One day, darling, one day.
Christmas present, my babe. Little secret Santa. Fabulous. All
next
right,
week,
you know
tune in.
Get me. Tune in, babe. But Josh gets his first Jo Malone candle.
So are you right. Going underrated or overrated?
Underrated. I love them. I burn
You've
them all the time.
You've got one right there. What's your one?
I've
black
got
cherry.
Three. I've got three.
Bloody
in a row.
Hell.
Yeah, black cherry. I've got one which was given to me as a birthday present, and the one behind I made myself.
I remember your little face.
Yeah,
this.
I was gonna start a scented candle business one day, but that's still TBC.
Well, podcast episode 1200.
We are Josh and Ari Candles merchandise.
Oh my God! Thing is, it
anyway.
Would sell out.
Enough about that. What's your second one, Ari?
Jeans.
Oh, underrated.
Overrated.
You're literally wearing a pair of jeans.
Yeah,
right
and I'm
now.
Really uncomfortable. How many times have I like literally look at me right now? I'm literally like star
How many
fishing
people
on your
do you
bone.
Know that don't wear jeans?
Not many, but I still don't like them.
I feel like it's not even an underrated, overrated thing. It's just a given. People are going to always wear jeans.
Yeah, but like everyone has to get the tube to work. Doesn't mean you like doing it.
All I'm going to say is skinny jeans have been a thing probably for the last 10 years.
Move in them.
Can you ever envision it not being fashionable to wear skinny jeans? Because I can't.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's fashionable though. It's just like not fashionable.
I mean, it is. I'm just going to put that
Disagree.
Out there. My next one for you is prom.
I never had one. I've never been to prom.
Psycho. You basically didn't have a childhood then.
I mean, we've already divulge this in the last few podcasts.
Fair enough.
I probably would, and from what I've heard, it's overrated, but I'm going to say underrated because I had such FOMO. I really wanted to go to one.
You did have big FOMO.
I wanted the big dress. I want like an American style prom though, not one of our like shitty like make-dos here.
Yeah.
Because I feel like British don't do it well.
I mean, it's not as big as it is in America, but I think I probably have to agree overrated. I feel like people love it here. But it's just like a...
Did you have one?
Who's got the best... Yeah, I did. But it's just like a who's got the best dress, who looks the best, like...
Yeah, it's like me when I go into, like, any social situation.
Your school are, like, quaking that people aren't going to bring alcohol to it. It's just like, right, let's all just move on. Ari, have you decided a third one yet, or are you still quaking?
My third one is winter.
I mean, can you really rate that? I feel like it's a regular occurrence every year. I don't know if we can really talk about that.
I forgot we had to do over-unders and I had to make one up on the spot. I'm underrating it. I quite like winter.
I mean, again, I feel like it's not something that I can really...
I mean, you threw the Easter Bunny in a few episodes ago, so...
Yeah, but at least that's a tangible thing.
It's not, though. That's literally not a thing.
Well, it depends on your relationship with Easter Bunny. Winter, do you
what relationship did you have?
I'm going to say underrated for winter, just because I feel like it's my season.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Summer is not my season. I'm not going to be running around in shorts, and I don't know what to wear in summer,
quite frankly. It's vile. It's sweaty. Tubes are gross. I mean, I like the social side of it. I like drinking in the park and...
Yeah.
But winter, it's just cozy. It's Christmas.
Winter,
it's lovely.
I'm like, bring me the long coats. Bring Mellow. Me the boots. Bring me the big fucking jumpers. Bring me everything. I'm here for it. Like,
bring me
a
beret.
I don't need to know any of your negative summer goodness. No. Like, bring me the winter.
Bring me a bottle of Merlot by a fireplace and I'm all yours.
My final one for you, Ari, is... coriander.
Love
it. Cilantro for all of our... US listeners. Cilantro.
We do have one or a few, don't we?
We have a few.
How weird.
How do you feel about cilantro / coriander?
I love it. I love it. I don't think we can ever be friends again. How can you hate it? It's like a bit of green.
How can you love it?
Yeah, but this was also Josh who was picking. What were you? You're picking. You're picking like three pieces of cress off a. What's it called? Bruschetta.
It was bruschetta, and it was literally just like some kind of like thin malt loaf or something healthy. They put a little bit of chopped tomatoes on, they put a bit of oregano in just to hope for the best. They just put this fucking cress on it, and I'm just like...
It was literally three pieces of cress, and Josh is there picking it off.
But my argument
anyway, sidetrack.
Is like, any meal, is anyone eating the garnishes? Because I'm not.
It's lovely, it flavours
no.
it.
No! You got flavours it, what, for 2 seconds whilst it's in your mouth, and then you get
no,
the rest of the meal?
You put half the coriander in the curry. I'm talking about curry now.
I don't want to think about coriander. I couldn't think of anything worse.
I don't know how you can hate it so passionately. It's like hating water.
I love water. No, but coriander is very
different. It's not one of mine.
No, it's hereditary. So if your parents hate it, you hate it. And your parents love it, don't they?
They did because they brought it up because they heard you talk about it on episode number one, the only episode they ever listened to.
But they love it. You love it. I don't know about my parents, but I hate it.
I wouldn't say I love it. It just exists and I eat it and it's nice.
I can't get on board with it. I don't like it. I love herbs, like Italian seasoning. I'm down for it. The oregano.
Bit
literally
spicy.
Get the next bus
bit
home away from me.
Bit spicy for Josh, that one.
So I feel like this was such a great, fabulous episode about the meaning of life. I feel like we delved into many topics.
Yeah, we've solved a lot of world issues for all the big man scientists out there.
Do you feel woke?
I never want to use that word or hear you say that word, but yeah.
But do you feel woke? Like woke?
I feel like I've seen the light and I understand the meaning of life, and hopefully now everyone else does too.
I think we've unpackaged quite a lot of big life issues here.
Yeah, we have. We've solved whether there are aliens. We've solved the concept of time.
Yeah.
We've kind of nailed it all.
All of it, basically. So I think that's quite monumental.
I mean, yeah. I mean, where's our paycheck coming in? Because we've
exactly.
really just solved a lot of world
we're
issues.
We're only just here to serve the public with this podcast at the end of the day.
Yeah, you're all welcome.
So yeah, everyone, thank you for joining. We've only got one more episode from this series, unfortunately.
A little disclaimer before you get your hopes up.
But it will be a very good one. A very festive one, dare I say.
Yeah, it might have a little theme to it.
No, we love it. Very excited. Thank you, everyone, for listening, as always.
Thank you so much. Listen, Like, listen, obviously you've already done that if you're hearing this. Like, subscribe, rate, review, love us, we love you. And I guess that's the end of the episode.
And here we are, yeah. Thank you everyone for
listening.
I'm
ready to go to bed now when it is 6:30.
On a Saturday night, to be fair, we've just come from Bottomless, so I'll let you off.
Yeah, let me have it.
But yeah, thank you everyone for listening. We'll join you on the final episode of the series on the next one. Love you lots. See you next time.
See you next week. Bye-bye. Bye.